Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So we were coming back from Morningstar, the summit, and we had a chance to go to the Cracker Barrel and find out what holler means and some abuse that was happening on a dirt road in some country town in Virginia, right?
You say holler?
Oh, yeah, holler.
Holler. Okay. Holler. Yeah, it's a place.
It's a place. And I think we figured out why they call it that, because you just holler. You like holler from mountain to mountain. Mm-hmm. And the waitress was telling us some things. I'm like, should we be knowing this? And shouldn't you have done something about this? And people are hearing this. Now we're obligated. And so, but Pat taught me how to do anything right. So I just moved on. No, just joking. And so we come out, we're heading back from the summit, the Morningstar summit, not a conference. And this is not a lottery. And right outside, Steve, right outside.
Wait. Isn't this a rerun?
Right outside.
don't interrupt the story.
I've sworn I've heard this before.
Right outside. Yeah, because it was me and you talking. And so I was coming.
Yeah, it was a previous program.
Out,
let him finish.
I was coming, and I'm looking. You know, I noticed this actually because there's like thousands of people eating at this Cracker Barrel. We had to wait a while. We're sitting in the rocking chairs, which I really liked.
That's for old folks.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Well, actually, I had my Saints shirt on. And I was passing somebody.
This is funny.
I was passing somebody. What shirt does she have on?
Pittsburgh.
So she's on her cell phone with her Pittsburgh, right. You know, shirt on, right? So I pass by and I throw my chest out and kind of thump my shirt like this, you know, at her, and she looks at me crazy at first because she is on the phone, and then she realizes
she's bowing up.
She takes her shirt.
She's bowing up.
She throws her shirt right back at me for Pittsburgh. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I did that a couple of times. I had fun. She thinks I'm a Saints fan.
And, she has no idea.
So anyway, I'm watching this theme park going on outside, and you got to have fun.
Wait. Can you elaborate on theme park? Like,
well, you know. So we come back out, and we're about to leave, but first. You know, before we're going, well, I'll tell you about that second, even though. So then.
I know I've heard this.
I'm looking at this theme park. I mean, this is like a fun theme park.
I thought
this
all
is
theme
not. This
fun.
Is like. Yeah, but nobody was there. All I could think of was Wally World, you know? And
it was nobody there.
It was closed down.
All the lines.
It was nobody there. But us, and they were open, and there was. And so.
Did you go in?
Well, you know, I tried to talk Pat into it. And he's like, nope.
What, were you the chaperone? Nope. Like, why didn't you go in?
Well, yeah, you ride. You can't. It's like by yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's the best. Could you imagine like
by
running?
By yourself?
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
No, you have to watch Pat's face going through stuff.
I'm looking at it right now. Look, he's like going through the whole.
That would have been good. I mean, he was a Mako.
Sad.
He used to be a Mako football player.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Hence the word. Used to.
We have a picture of him sitting on the bench when he was in it.
Resting.
He was actually
events.
The only one everybody was playing.
All right.
I've never noticed
I've got
that.
Pictures.
We need to show that picture. It was you in the bandana, you know. Remember that?
That's my do-rag.
Do football players ride?
So anyway, it's a theme park.
They don't.
And
the
so,
biggest, baddest ones, they won't touch them.
Do we have...
Hello.
Is this...
Hell, listen. This theme park.
Story, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. It's an entire theme park to yourself. A handful of people are there. We're like, if we parked in the parking lot, there would only have been about 20, 30 cars maybe. I don't know.
Man, front row.
And I'm looking over. And so he says, you know, no, I can't go. You know, I get woozy.
I've got things to do.
I know.
We're my children
ride
are waiting for
11
for me.
Hours.
I got
an 11-hour ride ahead of us. And he's
if
like,
you were an hour later, I don't think they would have noticed.
He's like, I get woozy. I just feel, you know, kaplumped, you know, I get woozy. And so I'm like, oh,
I get
man.
Woozy.
Ew, wow. What happened to Mako's? I mean, what happened here? I mean, you're the guy, you know, what's up with this? And so we set the, he has a, GPS monitor, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that computer voice anymore. I want to hear a different voice. So we start there's on right. his phone. There's different voices that you can
lots of
voices. You know, so we're thumbing through his voices and all the voices that Pat has on his phone. And you know, and I decided first. I said, well, you know, I'll take the British guy. No, because I'm not going to hear him anyway. I turned it off because I was going to drive back. But this is the voice that he had on his phone. I'm going to listen to this.
Hey there, I'm the cougar. Let's go, darling.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's
I
your cell
believe
phone?
That he had that on his phone. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm thinking, we cannot have that voice. This is sin, Pat. We have this thing.
It wasn't on my phone. It was on the app.
Oh, it was the app.
It was the app that had it.
It was the app's fault.
Oh, my goodness. And I was sitting there, and I heard that. I'm thinking, I just feel sinful. I feel like, you know, not good. If she's the one that told us how to, you know, 11-hour drive, I just would feel like I got to, you know, repent for having that voice. I'm thinking, I cannot believe that voice that was. So it was like voices you could purchase or something.
Yes, yes.
Or so did you purchase that voice?
No, I didn't.
And okay. So we were just kind of wondering, like, you know, or like, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know the doctrine on this. This just don't feel right.
And if she drives, like,
you know, take a left here, honey. You know, take it right there. It just doesn't seem right. You know, I had to, you know, call my wife up and repent and apologize for her driving. It's this cougar. It's called Cougar or something.
Name is Cougar.
It's Cougar. And but it's actually a GPS thing. And I'm thinking, oh. So anyway, getting back to this theme park, and so he thinks, you know, his.
Still
the British part. Dude is telling us, take right here, take right here, take right here. And of course, I go straight into the theme park. Right? And it says, correcting, correcting, correcting.
Rerouting.
Yeah. Of course, I guess the cougar would have said, where are you going, honey?
You know? This is not on our plan.
It's not on our plans. And
no, it was not.
So I'm hoping I'm riding and looking at him, riding and looking at him. I figure by the time you get to the parking, you got to drive through this toll booth. And this young kid is working the toll booth. And yeah, it's on the passenger side. He's over in the passenger side. And you have to roll that window down. So the toll booth dude is looking through Pat's window. And I'm looking at him. I said,
look at him. I'm crazy. Going,
he's looking at me like, where's the $15, whatever it was? I'm like, I said, he don't want to do this. I mean, I really want to do this. I mean, think about this. And he's just staring at us. You know, I gave no encouragement, like, you should do this or anything. And then finally I said, is there a way out? And he pointed us the way out. So we had to go through all the ride stuff to the right. We had to look, and we stopped and we looked. And I looked again over at Pat to see if he would go. I mean, just the whole time, you know, I just get woozy. I get woozy when I see these things.
Now Pat has a face of approval, like, okay, yes, it was over. And it eventually came to an end.
Yeah. And I get woozy. And I'm like, woozy? What does that come from, you know?
Talking about? I don't think that's the words I used.
Yeah,
that's
well, like we can't use, you know,
yeah. Woozy.
I get a woozy. Listen to the British voice, you know.
I get woozy.
I'm a bit woozy. Watch your step. And so it was really rough. I shouldn't have went because it really tempted me to want to go. But out of my deep, compassionate love for Pat and my need for therapy now.
You forced him into the
amusement and the park. British dude saying, you know, correcting direction, correcting direction, correcting direction. We got back on the road, and my only hope was touring the coke plant 5 hours away. Yep. So, speaking of what we're talking about, you know,
I see Pat in a new light now. I mean, I've got new horizons and hopes that maybe we'll.
It gets a bit woozy.
A bit woozy.
It gets a bit woozy.
Can you expand on the wooziness?
Oh, that's what he's trying not to do.
Exactly.
Minimalist over there.
He's trying not to do is expand. We don't get a chance to talk about Steve, and you're quiet when we were talking about Pat.
Very, very.
You know, it just really kind of works out.
I was saying, you know, I was thinking that if Steve was with me, Pat,
yeah,
then he would have left the Cracker Barrel, you know,
and went over and rode this thing with me.
But then
I would have ran to the opportunity
after the program.
Sure.
After the program, it dawns on me.
Sometimes the timings of things just don't come out the way you want them to.
He was riding the teacup or something with Jared.
Your son.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
It follows.
Right. That means a lot, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, here's a nice music. What's funny? Okay. Well, I'm going to interject here. There's this ride, and it's called the Zipper, right?
So just picture a teacup. Like
no.
It spins around.
No.
It spins around like
mechanical
a teacup.
Evil. That's what it is. Okay. And people describe this thing as entertainment, as amusement. People are lined up.
Are you getting to the fact that you were a bit woozy?
I was a bit woozy.
Okay.
But right. The thing is, though, but now there is context to understand this. Pat
that
did
you're
not,
a Marine and you were a bit woozy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Pat did not ride the ride. I chose
oh, he
to,
was, how did
to
I
do
that?
I didn't ride that ride.
Didn't ride. No, no, you avoided the whole amusement park. You
ridden
the whole.
I've ridden them before.
Hey, wait a minute, Steve. We're talking about you.
I'm in an
Zimbabwe.
Amusement.
How did
I get... I'm in a parking lot. I'm woozy. No, I was just like, yes.
I'm
I did.
Woozy.
I did get woozy on an amusement park ride. And
it's
the whole
woozy.
Time, mm-hmm. Jared was saying, no, 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 just focus on the horizon. Just focus on the horizon.
What
he was
horizon.
Making it worse. And the whole time, like, after I got out, I looked at the man that was controlling the whole thing, just like,
evil
in
mind.
The most evil man, and he had this snickering laugh. I'm like, did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, my goodness, you are a bit woozy.
And I had to sit down for at least an hour.
And were you in your fatigues from the war? He's a Marine.
Hopefully
that's
not.
How he's a Marine.
I was not. I was
thank
not.
Goodness, thank
I
goodness.
Sat
Marines
down,
get woozy?
Oh, on that ride, very much so. Yeah. And I sat down for probably an hour and had to wait for my whole existence to pretty much balance out and stop turning. And I think Jared did not stop laughing for the whole hour.
He's
at
probably
me.
Laughing right
yeah,
now.
He's probably laughing right now. And I'm
I
sure
don't
he,
know where he gets that from.
He remembers this.
I have no idea.
So I'm sure that if Pat would have decided to actually enter the amusement park, he may have... Maybe
Pat has
maybe
never
the
entered the amusement park.
Yes, or like played the basketball game or something.
He's
but
done that.
I just want to highlight that he's Pat decided that. To turn around in the parking lot because apparently the parking lot made him woozy.
A bit woozy.
A bit woozy.
But speaking of woozy Marines.
And he chooses, just there's no feedback. Pat?
I'm good.
So speaking of a bit woozy Marines, it made me think about.
Pride comes for a fall, by the way. Anyway.
We're falling.
Jared, I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity.
Speaking of woozy Marines, getting back to what I was talking about, that I was in the Navy, which stands for Never Again Volunteer Yourself, and I was in the Amphibious Navy, which, you
most
know, of course,
Navy
you know the
is
sailors,
amphibious.
Just shocker, or over the Marines, right? Is that shocker?
Yeah, you guys give us a ride where we need to go.
I know, we were like the taxi or something. I'm like, the Marines were under the Navy. Don't you understand who we are?
We work together, though. We do work
we
together.
We did.
Very
I mean,
well.
Y'all, it was amazing how y'all shined the guns and everything, your shoes, and bought everything out of the ship's store. Anyway, so listen. So we was in an LPD. We were in an LPD, which is an amphibious boat, and it had just big garage in it, basically, the gut of it. And it has all these little small bobber-type boats that would bob around like a fishing bobber in there. And the Marines would get inside these things. And then you sink the back of the boat. You like ballast it down and sink it where the back of the boat's
the
underwater.
Term.
Water comes in. And now these little bobbing Marines, these things are just, they're not stable at all, these things. And these things, the gate comes down, the tailgate comes down. And they just charge the shore, and all of a sudden these things come out of the back, you know, like Pac-Man. Anyway, so they come out, and of course these things are rocking and
Marines
doing all
Pac-Man.
Over the place.
Okay, I got you.
They're like rocking all over the place, and it's packed full of Marines. You know what I'm saying? It is not sardines, but it's our Marines. It's like packed in there, just, you know, sealed up like a spam can.
That's what they use to storm Normandy.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. No. No, yeah, different. This was actually enclosed.
Oh, okay. This is
totally
enclosed.
Okay. Yeah, this is totally enclosed. So they were enclosed. They couldn't see the horizon, as you were talking about the wisdom that Jared shared. And you're talking about a bit woozy. These Marines were just whatever they had for breakfast, whatever they had for lunch, and whatever they were thinking about having for supper was in those little devices. By the time they got their little machines to the shore, I mean, because it was bless their hearts. But imagine bobbing around.
That's warfare right there.
It was a bit woozy. I think every war probably started if that's how they send their Marines to the shore. Can you imagine? I mean, for the very fact that you wouldn't even go to the theme park, Pat. Remember, is you didn't want to be woozy.
No,
for an 11-hour ride.
You didn't want me to be woozy. Trust me,
it's not. It's not a pleasurable. It's not. It's not. But
We're willing.
Speaking, it was a lot like Wally World. What they did with their grandmother, we could have just put you on the top of the thing. Remember the grandmother?
Yeah.
Anyways, like they were. Anyway, so, but
that's before your time.
But imagine the Marines are starting a war or fighting a war. They're hitting the beaches, and you're. I mean, you don't even need that. I know that we our quarterback on our team when we were growing up, I mean, he would get sick. He would be woozy on the way to practice because he's just anxious and nervous and trying to be the star, but he ends up throwing his cookies all the sides of the station wagon. Ain't cool, bro. And so that you probably could get sick anyway because you're nervous. But then you're in this big device that's rocking you around on water, like a ferry ride or something, a zipper. And you know, oh my goodness, first thing that happened to a lot of Marines that fought for our freedom was they got a bit woozy. They got a bit woozy, and they got a chance to see some of the things that, some historical events, you know, come across. And so I figured maybe that's why they have camouflage clothing. Maybe that's it.
Blends in.
Speaking of... You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.